Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress.
You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress.
That's almost 3,000 hours.
Start sleeping comfortably on a new Serta mattress.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
With our lowest price guarantee
and our 100-night trial,
your locally owned Two Brothers Mattress is your number one choice in Serta mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Twobrothersmattress.com.
KSL at Night.
Welcome back to KSL at Night. This is Taylor Morgan alongside Rusty Cannon, brand new host here at KSL
right.
at Night. We are breaking you in, Rusty. Listeners, speaking of breaking, you can always get breaking news directly to your phone with updates from KSL News Radio. You can sign up for those updates just by texting the word breaking to 57500. That's breaking to 57500. You'll get those breaking news updates directly to your device. So Rusty, moving on from that,
yeah,
I want to have a conversation about the intersection of religion and politics here in Utah. It's something that is often the elephant in the room.
It is.
And not the Republican elephant, so to speak.
Correct.
No pun intended. However, I think it is fair to say that there has historically been, and when I say historically, I'm talking probably the last 50 years or so, there has historically been a very close tie or connection to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and its members and support of Republican candidates, the Republican Party platform, at least here in Utah.
Yeah.
Now, some of that could be shifting, right? There are some arguments out there. I may not agree with them, but there are those who are claiming that the National Republican Party and former President Donald Trump have pushed some Utah Republicans to maybe consider voting for different candidates or maybe affiliating with a different party. I think that has happened to a very small degree, potentially. I don't think it's anything significant or any wave. I don't think that, as some would claim, Utah is turning blue. I don't think that's happening at all. I think Utah is more red today than it ever has been,
frankly.
But when we talk about religion and politics, candidates in Utah have often done a very delicate, sensitive dance. And I've been a part of this in terms of messaging, testing the messaging with quantitative research, with qualitative focus groups, researching how candidates can tell voters, how can candidates communicate to voters that they share their values without stepping too far into the realm of exploiting one's faith or shared faith as a means to getting votes.
Yeah, it's a very gray area that's tough to navigate. And it's one of those things like you kind of recognize it when you see it or feel it, where it's, oh, okay, they're pushing this a little too far. It's awkward. It's like three things you don't bring up, right? Religion and politics, and then maybe selling life insurance or something like that. You don't talk about in mixed company, and it just makes everybody uncomfortable. So we're talking about mixing two of those, right? And it's tough because people a lot of times use it as a gauge or as an indicator of you know, whatever they're looking for. And so candidates have to navigate what they feel comfortable and then also navigate what delegates or voters feel comfortable with. And it's sometimes tough. And as we've seen, there's some that push it too far. Absolutely.
No doubt. I think that, you know, there's some terminology. There's some things that candidates say that are clues, right? That are instructive. Things like fifth generation Utah or, you know, proud to have pioneer ancestry or talk about pioneering spirit or pioneering values. You know, these are kind of maybe the safe implied expressions.
Yeah.
Do you think it's fair to say, and again, I'm just talking about this historical perception, and perception can be reality in politics, but there is a perception among voters that if you have an R next to your name, then you are probably more likely to be a member of the predominant faith and thereby are more likely to share some important values or principles that voters who are members of the predominant faith here in Utah would have. Do you think that's fair to say?
Yeah, that's fair. And obviously everyone wants to talk about the changing of the state, right? Which is fair. And obviously Everybody, you know, wants to be able to take part in, you know, either party or any ideology that they want. It's just, it's a tough issue to navigate because of, you know, the background of Utah.
Yeah.
But we, you know, you've been involved in this type of stuff for a long time, as well as myself. You've seen people that push it too far.
Yeah.
And we've also seen people that navigate it just about right. I mean, you don't have to wear it on your sleeve. I think there's ways to do the messaging that you feel comfortable with without making everyone else feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And there are some candidates that have certainly made people feel uncomfortable.
Yes. Well, and we're going to get to that because I have a very specific example that I want to cite as I think a candidate who is maybe taking it way too far. Mm-hmm. And it's actually, to me, it's offensive.
Yeah.
I do want to give Democrats in Utah, I want to be fair and give represent them accurately, that it is not true to say that Democratic legislators or Democratic candidates are not necessarily also members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm not saying that's a litmus test for being a good public official or not, of course.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about the perception among voters who are members of that faith and how they see Democrats in Utah. There's this perception, perhaps among many Republican voters, that Democrats in Utah are only Democrats because they are not members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. That's simply not true. That's
no,
not accurate. Many of our Democratic legislators are indeed also share that predominant faith. There's a diversity of faith perhaps that is more pronounced among some Democrats in Utah, but it's not cut or dry, right? It's not religious affiliation is not at all tied to party affiliation necessarily among candidates. However, Democratic candidates often feel the need to overcorrect and communicate to voters that it's safe to vote for them because they're also a member of that predominant faith.
It happens.
Okay. Here's the example I want to talk about. Democratic candidate for Utah Governor Brian King.
Yeah.
Rusty has sent out fundraising letters, and I know because I've received one. He has posted on social media very overt statements about his faith. In a fundraising letter that I received, he referred to his service as an LDS bishop, quoting his letter, LDS bishop.
Really?
He also made many other direct references to his membership in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints as a direct call for members of that faith to vote for him because of his shared faith. He's referred in social media posts to being a great, great, great grandson of Hiram Smith, brother of founder and prophet Joseph Smith, founder of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Very overt posts were shared on his social media from the conference center during conference center this last weekend, talking about his faith and directly appealing to voters to support him because of that faith. And I like I want you to push back on me if I'm overreacting,
but you're not.
I was offended by that.
Yeah.
Because I know Brian King and I share that faith, but when he starts to use that shared faith to persuade voters to vote for him because of that shared faith, I think that's crossing the line.
I would agree. I'm surprised a fundraising letter is quite surprising where you'd mention things like that. If you have to remind people of certain things like that, then I think you know one would be doing it wrong.
Yeah.
The right way to do it is that everybody can find out in their own way. It doesn't have to be you that reminds them.
Yeah.
Right. And it just makes everybody uncomfortable, especially when it comes to a fundraising letter. That's a step too far.
And I really like Brian King. I think he's been an effective Democratic legislator. He's been minority leader. Mm-hmm. We've had him on the program several times. You know, Brian King is a very nice person. And I think that's why I was shocked and very disappointed by his messaging around his faith. I would, you know, make an open invitation to Brian King to have him on the program, have him on
Absolutely.
This show
yeah.
to talk about this messaging, to talk about using his role as a bishop in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints as a means to raise money from voters. I'd like him to talk about that and explain his reasoning. And you know what? Hey, maybe I could be wrong. And I would welcome that conversation.
Yeah, welcome the conversation.
But as of right now, I think he's taking it too far.
So. Agreed.
Well, great conversation, Rusty. Certainly more to come down the road on that topic. Coming up next, we're going to wrap up the show tonight here on KSL at Night by asking the question, are Americans getting lazier Rusty, or perhaps smarter?
That is
right?
a good question.
Are we working harder or just trying to avoid working altogether? You know, or are we working smarter or not working is the question. We will answer it, or try to at least.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
After the break. Stay right here.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.